Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 7, Chapter 8, The Lord Slays the King of the Demons, Text 41. Shri Rudra Vacha, Kopakalo Yugantaste, Hatoyam Asarolpaka, Tat Sutam Payupashratritam, Bhaktam te Bhaktavatsala. Shri Rudra Uvacha. Lord Shiva offered his prayer. Kopakala. The right time for your anger. For the purpose of annihilating the universe. Yuga Antara. The end of the millennium. Hey, by you, Hantaha, killed. I am this, Asura, great demon, Alpaka, very insignificant, Tatsutam, his son, Prahlad Maharaj, Pahi, just protect. Upashritam, who is surrendered and standing nearby. Bhaktam, devotee. Te, of your lordship. Bhaktavatsala. O my Lord, who are so affectionate to your devotee. Translation of Purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Lord Shiva said, at the end of the millennium, at the time for your anger, the end of the millennium is the time for your anger. Now that this insignificant demon, Hiranyakashipu, has been killed, O my Lord, who are naturally affectionate to your devotee, kindly protect his son, Prahlad Maharaj, who is standing nearby as your fully surrendered devotee. Purport. Supreme Personality of Godhead is the creator of the material world. There are three processes in creation, namely creation, maintenance, and finally annihilation. During the period of annihilation, at the end of each millennium, the Lord becomes angry, and the part of anger is played by Lord Shiva, who is therefore called Rudra. When the Lord appeared in great anger to kill Hiranyakashipu, everyone was extremely afraid of the Lord's attitude. But Lord Shiva, knowing very well that the Lord's anger is also his lila, was not afraid. Lord Shiva knew that he would have to play the part of anger for the Lord. Kala means Lord Shiva, Bhairava, and Kopa refers to the Lord's anger. These words combined together as Kopa Kala referred to the end of each millennium. Actually, the Lord is always affectionate toward his devotees, even though he may appear very angry. Because he is avyatma, because he never falls down, even when angry, the Lord is affectionate toward his devotees. Therefore, Lord Shiva has reminded the Lord to act like an affectionate father toward Prahlad Maharaj, who is standing by the Lord's side as an exalted, fully surrendered devotee. Shri Rudra Vacha Kopakalo Yugantaste Hato Yam Asaropaka Tatsutam Payupashritam Bhaktam Te Bhaktavatsala. Lord Shiva said, the end of the millennium is the time for your anger. Now that this insignificant demon, Hiranyakashipu, has been killed, O my Lord, who are naturally affectionate to your devotee, kindly protect his son, Prahlad Maharaj, who is standing nearby as your fully surrendered devotee. Well, Krishna is called Achyuta because he never falls down. He never falls down into the material concept of life and is directed or governed or influenced by the three modes of material nature. So for us, that's almost inconceivable, how someone would not be influenced by the modes of material nature. As long as one is under the spell of the material nature, it's very difficult to understand. But one of the symptoms is that Krishna never loses his affection, even when he's angry. Now, become angry at someone and still simultaneously try to feel affectionate to them. If someone hits you in the head and you become angry, try to feel some affection for them simultaneously. Oh, I love you. No, it's very extremely difficult even to imagine how you're going to feel affectionate and angry at the same time. But then again, Krishna has unlimited emotions and he's experiencing them simultaneously. So for Krishna, who's Daksha, he can do unlimited things at the same time and not get confused by them. For instance, Krishna is in everyone's heart and he never forgets our name. It's not that, oh, wait a second. Gadadhar. No, Prahlad. No, maybe it's Bhakti Dennis. I can't remember. My God, what can you... Too many people. A Krishna inconceivably never gets confused, nor does he forget like we do. And at the same time, sometimes he can forget. Sometimes he plays like an ordinary person. When Shalva comes before him with a form of Vasudeva, his father, and cuts off his head, Krishna momentarily seems to go into grief, forgetting that actually Balaram was there. He was saying, oh, Balaram's there, he's so strong, how can anyone defeat him, get by him? So apparently he forgets, but actually he doesn't forget. This is part, but he does forget. It's all part of yoga maya. If everything was, for instance, when Krishna... When Mother Jasoda is chastising Krishna, binding him with rope, if Krishna was simultaneously thinking, oh, come on, you know, I'm God, I'm unlimited, don't even bother, you're just wasting your time. If Krishna was thinking like that, it would destroy the whole Leela. Krishna actually, well, under the spell of Yogamaya, actually is afraid of the stick of Mother Jasoda coming to chastise him. Krishna, who's feared by fear personified, Yamaraj, is afraid of the stick of Mother Jasoda. So that's inconceivable. Because without that ability to be under the spell of Yogamaya, there wouldn't be any taste of Leela. There wouldn't be any transcendental relationship between Mother Jasoda and Krishna. Mother Jasoda raises the stick and Krishna grabs her arm and just breaks the stick and says, here. I've been practicing lifting hills like Govardhan's. No problem. No, there wouldn't be any Leela. It would be Krishna, he enjoys the love of Mother Jasoda. Mother Jasoda enjoys protecting Krishna. Therefore, even when something inconceivable happens, Mother Jasoda or Nanda Maharaj doesn't take it very seriously. Even Krishna lifts Govardhan Hill, Mother Jasoda thinks, well, actually, maybe Govardhan Hill just floated up. Or maybe it was actually Nanda Maharaj who was lifting Govardhan Hill. She never really takes it seriously that Krishna's doing something extraordinary like that. So, at the end of the millennium, when everything is destroyed, then it apparently Krishna as Ananta at the bottom of the universe becomes angry that these conditioned souls, they won't take me seriously, they won't make any spiritual progress. I think I'll just destroy the whole thing, just wind it up for another day. Maybe we'll come back tomorrow and see what happens. Take a break. So it appears that Krishna is angry, but his anger is not due to his own frustration. It's due to his deep desire that the conditioned souls go back to Godhead and their unwillingness to do so. So Krishna becomes angry, not for his own benefit, but because he's concerned about the conditioned souls, who he's very affectionate towards. Therefore, his anger results in the annihilation of the universe, but that's necessary for the souls to take a break. In other words, if you go on for 4,300,000,000 years trying to do something, and it always wind up to failure, you might need a little rest for a while. If we try something 15 minutes and it doesn't work, we get frustrated and quit. Except for the desire to become God. That will never quit. Desire to control the material nature and exploit it and enjoy it, derive sense gratification from it, that we're addicted to. That we'll never give up, so easily at least. So the conditioned soul can be frustrated, and in its frustration he may do different things, but he winds up doing the same thing over and over again. Punak punas charvita charvanana. So Krishna is disturbed when he sees that the souls, they just won't learn their lesson, but still he has to give them a break. And therefore he winds up the creation, and then hopes that someone will get out, and then when he starts the creation again, he hopes that for all the inconvenience of being in the material world, all the chastisement that the material nature is giving them, all the good association that Krishna is deploying through his devotees and he himself coming personally, that he hopes someone will take it seriously and go back to Godhead. That's his actual wish. He has no other desire to come here. He doesn't come here to go for a swim as tortoise or a fish. He didn't hear that. Actually, the water of the material world is quite nice. I think I'll go for a swim. Do a couple of laps as a fish in the Garbhadakta ocean. No, Krishna has no need. In the spiritual world, there's the Jamuna. He can always go for a swim there if he wants. Much nicer water in the Jamuna, in the spiritual world, than it is here. It's purely spiritual. But he comes here in order to yagya tat kamano netra lokoyam karma vandanai tadartam apikantiyam mukta sangha samarchara. He comes here to teach the living entities to do something for him so that they can become free. The material nature is chastising the souls in this world because they refuse to do anything for Krishna. They want nothing to do with Krishna, so Maya keeps on chastising them. And as soon as they want to do something for Krishna in terms of sacrifice, then Maya and Krishna encourage the living entity to do that. Maya encourages by stopping the pain and the suffering to some extent of material existence, and Krishna by giving a positive experience in the spiritual realm of consciousness. In any case, we should not take Krishna's so-called anger as being material anger. We should understand Krishna's anger is also beneficial for everyone. It's a sign of his trying in a different way to encourage the conditioned souls to go back to the spiritual world. And therefore, Prahlad Maharaj also was not afraid to approach Lord Nisingadev. He seems like an angry mood. Who knows what's going to happen? After all, he looks like partly a lion. Can't trust an animal. No, Prahlad was fearless because he understood that Krishna is always kind to his devotee. And even if he chastises his devotee, it's only for the devotee's benefit. So I'll stop there. Thank you. Any questions?
Maharaj, how can Krishna comes under the influence of Yoga Maya?
Because he wants to. If we experience Yoga Maya, we'll see how nice Yoga Maya is. Just like, how can you come under the influence of a big feast? Do you try hard to avoid it? No, no. please, take it away. Or of you being showered with nectar. You think, oh my God, stop this. Yeah, they bring it, you know, you want more of it. So Krishna is enjoying that way.
But Yogama is his energy.
Everything is his energy. Therefore he knows how to use his energies properly. Just like that shirt is your energy. You don't use it to jump rope with it. You know how to use it properly. Although it's your energy.
Okay. Interesting.
So Krishna wants to forget. He has an energy for to help him forget. Blissfully forget.
Okay.
Anything else? Yes.
So I want to know if everything we do and we don't do it for Krishna, is it then service towards Maya?
That's right. We're very faithful servants of Maya. We've served Maya since time immemorial with a very determined vow. As soon as we see a devotee, we vow to cross the street so we don't get contaminated by Krishna consciousness and give up our service to Maya. But somehow or another, we became hypnotized by some devotee, and now we're in the Hare Krishna movement. We don't know how we got here, what we're doing here. Somehow or another, we're here. So gradually we're learning that as soon as we forget Krishna, we're in Maya. Maya stand. What is that? How does it go? Krishna bahir muga bhagavanche tare nikatastat tare japatiya dare. That Krishna bahir muga. As soon as we turn our face away from Krishna. Krishna bahir muga boga vanchita and want to enjoy in the material world. Nikatasta, Maya is standing right by us, Tari, Japati, and then she slaps us in material consciousness.
So are there any set in stone circumstances that we cannot avoid in this material world? So is there something that it's bound to happen?
Well, bound to happen? Everything's bound to happen. There's going to be a time when the universe is going to be annihilated. You can't, you know, press a button and then there's a break. Wait a second. Hit the emergency. Stop. No, it's bound to happen. We're bound to leave this body. We're bound by so many things. But we have a choice. We can think about Krishna and decide to do our activities for Krishna. That's our choice. Otherwise, everything else is bound to happen. Anything else? Okay, thank you very much. Grandharaj Shrimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai.